You noble lady, Muse is just a number 9 of power divine, a system more for woman to indite. Melpomene is known to have the chiefest skill. Lend me thy quill and guide my trembling hand whereby to write a letter to mine own sweet children, wheresoever that they be. Despairs, far from me, they are whom I shall never see. In midst of sorrow, grief, and anguish, these lines which here are penned, to show the care and love I bear, I thus my greeting send. I am the woeful widow, drowned in deep despair. This is my share. Never was woman's grief so great as mine. A husband once I had, which loved me full dear, many a fair year, whose sad untimely death makes me repine. For whilst that my good husband lived, no potent under sun trod such a race for time and place as he himself hath run. But by his death I am made widow, my children fatherless, wherefore I shall unto them all. First to my oldest son, most nobly born and bred, mark what is said. I you advise to take heed whom you trust. Beware of Jews and Turks and barbarous-minded Scots, whose bloody plots have cast your father's womb. Let no deceitful tongue ensnare you. Think on your father's foe, whose heart so kind by proofs I find hath quite undone us all. Regard your brothers and your sisters and all your faithful friends. Beware of those that fawn and gloat only for their own ends. And if the power of heaven your fortunes doth advance, that is your chance, for to enjoy what is your own by right. Show kindness and forgive your unkind enemies, which against you rise and strives to overcome you by their might. Do good for evil, I do entreat you. God's words doth will you, so shall you be from scandals free where you come or go. Consider these your mother's sayings and lay them close to heart, and surely then